Yesterday afternoon, I headed off to the program, to our center with the devotees. And when we got there, we had a bhajan, and we tried to dedicate that to our little Narottam and pray to Radhi Shyam that they give him their mercy, direct him to their lotus feet, give him the shelter and protection that they consider best for him. And after the bhajan, Radha Krishna Prabhu started a presentation on sustainability. And in the middle of that, I got a call from Manini, and so I went to talk to her, and she gave me the news that Narottam had passed away, that his all his bodily functions ceased. And of course, it was an emotional event for her. But as she said, by taking shelter of Krishna consciousness, she was able to pacify and balance her mind, although her heart was empty and in great pain. But of course, that's natural. Vaishnavas are very soft-hearted people, and therefore they, in one sense, even feel pain more than others. But the ability to balance that pain with the proper understanding of things and the strength of an empowered intelligence that allows them to tolerate these things and to see them in a different perspective. So I told her that I was actually quite relieved. I had thought right from the very beginning, someone who'd been a little baby, who'd been sort of smothered by fate for 30 minutes, then to bring him back to life was not going to be auspicious. What kind of life would that have meant? And of course, it's a topic that devotees also need to consider. This life support, which modern medicine is very capable of, it should not be a life support that goes against the will of the Lord. And what Krishna's will is in different circumstances of our life is something that we need to know how to evaluate, because we come into very difficult situations. This is certainly a very difficult one. When is medical, how far does medical science, is intervention acceptable, and when is it no longer acceptable? When is it a manifestation of Krishna's will, and when is it an interference with Krishna's will? Tadami buddhi yogam tvam. Yeah, you really need intelligence in order to evaluate that. But since she'd already said the extent of brain damage that was already obviously there, and that yesterday already informed that kidneys weren't functioning properly, or liver, even if doctors had succeeded in bringing back to life. But what type of life was that? Is that the type of life that one would really want to live in this world? And for what purpose? Better let that soul go to its next destination. After all, the soul is eternal, and bodies are all temporary. So whether here or there, what does it matter where someone is living, because one continues to live. So I thought that was a relief and confirmation that that was the Lord's will. And of course, there'll be, I'm going back this evening, and then we'll discuss, and there'll be the appropriate cremation ceremonies and remembrance and observance. And that will conclude this very short chapter in another jiva's life, another devotee's life, on his path back home, back to Godhead. And it'll also be certainly a learning lesson for other family members, an experience in which they'll have to also learn and accept that statement that's there in the Bible, not my will, O Lord, but thy will. Yes, how we succumb to the Lord's will and have faith that Krishna always knows better, even if what Krishna wants may hurt us, it may be painful for us emotionally, but if we are firm in our Krishna consciousness and our intelligence is strong and enlightened, then we will know that we succumb only to the emotional aspect of our lives when it's also confirmed by clear intelligence. And if it's not, then emotions have to give way to the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and the guidance offered to us by the Lord and the Acharyas. And of course, in the meantime, ahani, ahani, bhutani, while I've been speaking about this, while this event has been happening over the last 2 days, so many millions and millions of other children have also walked the path to death, what to speak of adults as well. But they haven't had the good fortune of having been born in devotee families, of obviously, therefore, having had devotional karma in their last life, and being seen off by so much concern and chanting by devotees, from what I see, from different quarters of the world. So Hare Krishna to little Narottam, and if there's any more news to be given, then at a future podcast. Hare Krishna.